Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast. This is where we break down what's going on in business and marketing and life, and then we still have our other episodes later in the week, so let's get into it. So I don't know if you saw this rumor, OpenAI, that's the company that owns ChatGPT. They are reportedly eyeing, acquiring Pinterest. I saw this in multiple places. I saw it in the Pretty Little Marketer newsletter. I also saw it in this publication called The Information, where they are seriously considering acquiring Pinterest. Now, why would that be? Because it's one of the last major social platforms that's kind of independent, that's not part of Meta or Google or whatever. And also, it has over 200 billion images that have been tagged, you know, that people have gone in and tagged. So it's a gold mine for AI training. So we'll see if that actually happens. But it's so somewhat real that Pinterest stock actually jumped by 3% based on the rumors. So what else is going on? I thought this was super interesting. So data just came out this week from Semrush, and there are actually other sources out there that also confirm this as well, that LinkedIn is now becoming one of the most cited sources by all the different AI platforms. This has jumped radically just in the last 60 days. And this is based on Semrush data, where they cited over 230,000 prompts across ChatGPT and Gemini and Perplexity and all of it. And according to Semrush, tools like ChatGPT and Perplexity and the other ones are citing LinkedIn sources 5x more than they were just a year ago. And what's even wilder is LinkedIn has jumped in terms of a citation source ahead of Wikipedia, ahead of YouTube, Medium, Google, Facebook. So what does that all mean? Doesn't mean that when you write some random post, now it's going to get pulled into all the AI stuff. But if you are intentional about doing posts a certain way, you will start to get pulled in more as a citation, the post that you're doing. And here's what they're looking for, what the AI tools are looking for. They're looking for longer posts that follow one simple formula. It is a singular post that solves one problem with one answer. And it's like stupid proof. And so basically, you can't be that creative with your hooks anymore. You need to have something that literally is the thing. So for example, the title of your post and the lead on your post could be the one reporting change that reduces forecast errors. That's it. Or why new hires quit within 90 days, or why customers ignore your product updates. It is one post, one problem, one answer. And then after that, you define the problem, you give a step-by-step solution to the problem, and then you summarize it. And at the end, you kind of put your source, you put your name, your company, again, you write it all in. You don't just assume it's being pulled from your profile. And this is what's being pulled now by the different AI tools, which I think is really, really interesting, a way for us all to get a lot more traffic on whatever it is that we're trying to push on our company pages, whatever. So, stick with the OpenAI stuff here for a minute. This is ChatGPT. I don't know if you saw this. It's like the end of the world. But OpenAI has announced that they are in beta, that they're starting to test ads, that you will be able to start running ads on ChatGPT. You know, when they first start out, they're like, we're not going to have ads. But, you know, everybody realizes it's super expensive for these platforms to give away stuff for free. And you got 800 million weekly users using ChatGPT. And they're like, we need some money here to pay for this party. So what's going on is you can't go on there right now and run an ad. Nobody can, basically. And it's really only applying to their free tier. So if you pay, you know, $20 a month, you're not going to see ads. Although if you do pay for their $8 a month, their Go tier, you will see the ads. And basically what's going on is they're going to, below the answer to whatever it is that your question was that you wrote on ChatGPT, there's going to be an ad. And this is how it's going to start. Right now they're in beta only in the United States, and there are barely any out there. But like everything else, you know, at one point, Facebook didn't have ads. At one point, Google didn't have ads. Now look at them. All right. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And eventually, the free version of ChatGPT is going to have ads the same way that Google does. It's just another area that we are all going to have to try to figure out how to do marketing. It's going to be a whole thing. And anybody that tells you otherwise is absolutely full of it. All right. One other piece of news that's, I guess, the news I'm involved with, just to clear up any confusion that's out there. So, pretty big acquisition that just happened this past week. Constant Contact, the incredible platform used by over 500,000 small businesses worldwide, this week acquired Guru Conference, subjectline.com, and Certified Guru from my company, Guru Media Hub. Now, what does this mean? What does this doesn't mean? So, Guru Conference is going to remain free and virtual, and it's going to get bigger than ever. We had almost 30,000 people this year. We want to make it bigger than ever. And me and my team are going to continue to run Guru Conference, working with Constant Contact for the next few years. All the chaos, all the nonsense. So we're not going anywhere. We want to make it even wilder. So you're stuck with me on Guru Conference. And on subjectline.com, I'm really excited that this is going to be in the hands of Constant Contact because they have so much data. I mean, billions of emails going out every month from hundreds of thousands of customers, and they're able to bring all that power now into subjectline.com. So that's going to be pretty awesome. It's going to remain free. And then Certified Guru, which is the fastest growing free email certification program on the planet, you can go to certifiedguru.com. That's still going to be not, it's not going to be just some sort of thing just about Constant Contact or anything like that. No, it's going to remain this incredible certification. It's going to get a lot more juice to it and just get a lot more exposure to allow people to get these free certifications. So I'm excited about it. It's a lot of change, but I think it's good stuff. And let's get into some ridiculous news. All right, so I went and I saw Marty Supreme. Okay, that is the ping pong movie with Timothy Chalamet. And everyone's saying it's so great. I got news. Here we go. It wasn't good. I didn't like it. Oh, no, you can't say that. I just said it. Let me tell you why I didn't like it. Number one, I'm not ruining it for anybody. Number one, the character's not a good dude. Bad dude. Didn't like him, whatever. Number two, him hanging out with Gwyneth Paltrow. Timothy Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow, I come on, I can't. It doesn't work for me. I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. But the most important thing is that it's 2.5 hours long. Okay. We need, I don't like long movies. It's over. That's the last movie I will ever see that is over 2 hours and 15 minutes long in a movie theater. If it's at home, I could hit pause and make it like almost like, you know, a two-part series. I cannot sit there for over 2.5 hours in a movie theater. Everything stops working. My butt, my feet, everything stops working. I don't like it. And the problem is I like previews. My wife doesn't like going to the previews, you know? And now there's 400 previews. Like it's unbelievable how many previews they have. And so now you're sitting there for like easily 20 minutes of previews, right? And then you got a 2.5 hour movie. I can't do it. So it's too long. That's over. New rule for my life. I'm not doing it. I don't care what you say. The other interesting thing about, well, interesting to me, I sent out an email this week asking people, like to my newsletter file, a load of people, I said, hey, what TV shows are you watching? Reply back and let me know. I was very surprised by what the number one show is that I got so many emails back saying, this is the show that you have to watch that I'm watching. I thought it was going to be people. I thought people were going to be stuck on Stranger Things. I thought people would be stuck on Landman. I love Landman. I'm all caught up. It's amazing. Nope. That's not the show everyone's watching. Everybody's watching apparently Traitors. Traitors. That's the reality all-star show. I think it's on Peacock. I'm embarrassed to say something. As everybody here probably knows, I watch horrible TV. I mean, reality TV is my number one. There's no debate about it. I've never seen a season of Traitors. And you say, why? That's like the ultimate reality show. You know, I have a hard time with these all-star versions of reality shows because reality shows in general really aren't real. So they're stupid and fake, and I know that, but they're slightly feel like they're real. But the all-star versions are like, definitely nothing is real. It's ridiculous. So I do feel like I have to watch it. I feel like I have a moral obligation to watch Traitors. So I will report back. But if you're thinking about going to see Marty Supreme, watch it at home. That is a home, not in theater. I don't care what you say. You know, you go see in the theater, you go see like Jurassic Park or something like that, some big thing with, you know, a lot of action, or the new Steven Spielberg movie that's going to come out, Disclosure Day. Great. Go see that in a theater. Do not see a ping pong movie in the theater. What are we doing? And I turn to my wife afterwards. I go, did that make you want to play ping pong more? And she goes, what is wrong with you? Absolutely not. Anyway, that's what's going on with me. Hey, hit me up at jschwedelson.com. We're lining up all sorts of partnerships for this year, all sorts of cool stuff. I don't know. Let's go hang out. Have a great day. Later. Wait, the party is not over. Go to jschwedelson.com because I want to do stuff with you. I want to partner with you. When you click on the button, partner with Jay, you let me know what you got going on. Work with my agency, work with me directly, get access to all of my free resources at jschwedelson.com. And I got a book coming out this April. It's called Stupider People Have Done It. And all of the net proceeds are going to the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Go on Amazon, buy Stupider People Have Done It. That way you can help kick cancer's butt with me. And if this podcast wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, it might have been, leave it a review, follow the show. You are awesome. Go out there and crush it.